Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is 8:15 now. We're joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. How you doing, Rafael? How you doing, Rafael? We hadn't spoken to you in a while. Orchestra.
I know. It's great to be back with you. I hope you're doing well.
I am, sir. You as well. The orchestra was a little wound up there. They didn't want to settle down. Let's talk about what it is that you found as far as the DA's office goes.
Well, I mean, so this is more than just the DA's office. So what we've done is we've applied a common metric to police and prosecutors. We've experienced crime reductions over the last couple of years. And if it were so simple as to say that all we need to do to reduce crime is to arrest people, we wouldn't need a prosecutor's office. So the fact that crime has gone down is a reflection on the good work done by the New Orleans Police Department and the good work done by the New Orleans District Attorney's Office. So we provide a shared metric because police normally measure their success by the crime rate or the numbers of arrests that they make. Prosecutors measure their success by their conviction rate. And they don't talk about the fact that they may decline for prosecution 40 to 50% of all of the arrests that are made, and they may dismiss another 10 or 12% of the cases. So there's been national studies that take a look at arrest to convictions. The national rate is about 54%. Mm-hmm. And that reflects on, to get that conviction, it means there has to be a sound investigation by the police department and a sound prosecution by the district attorney's office. The only way to keep crime down is to identify and arrest the violent or repeat offenders and impose a consequence on them. The consequence can't be imposed without the prosecutor's office. So the reductions in crime that we've experienced over the last couple of years, I think, is a reflection of the good coordination and cooperation and communication between police and prosecutors. So this report tracked 13,000 cases that went through the system between 2022 and 2024. And what we found is that crime was actually reported crime was actually going down, and arrests were going up. Well, how could that be the case? If crime is down, why are arrests higher? Well, the reason that arrests were higher is we have an understaffed police department. And when crime was exploding in 20 and 21 and into 22, there was too few officers to respond to those calls for service. They were getting there late. They didn't have time to conduct thorough investigations because they're constantly receiving new complaints and new investigations, and they weren't getting to everything. The offenders weren't being arrested. They weren't being held accountable. Conversely, in 2021, it was the first year of the Jason Williams administration in the DA's office. That was 2021. That was a COVID year. And the system was largely shut down. But even more importantly, it was his first year as a prosecutor. He had never been a prosecutor before. And he went into office with a mindset of being defendant-centric. He had some policies that he was never going to prosecute juveniles as adults, never going to impose material witness warrants, and never use the habitual offender statute. And he quickly realized that that wasn't a sound approach as a prosecutor. So what we are documenting in this report that we released yesterday is that we've seen the police department and the district attorney's office drive down crime by improving the arrest to conviction rate in each of the last 3 years, 22, 23, and 24. And as I pointed out, we're talking about nationally, the standard is 54%. In 2022, the conviction rate was 20% for felony arrests. Not very good. 2023, it improved slightly to about 29%. In 2024, it improved to 37%. Now, to put that in some context, in 2019, the conviction rate, felony arrest to felony conviction rate, was 44%. Keep in mind that in 2019, the DA at the time, Leon Canizero, that was his 11th year in office versus Jason Williams's second year, third year, and fourth year in office. So Jason Williams has learned what it takes to run a more effective prosecutor's office. They've increased their coordination and relationship with the police department. There's feedback back and forth now, and that's being reflected in improved conviction rates. In fact, if you look at violent felony arrests in 2024 versus 2019, Jason Williams has developed or evolved to the point that they're actually exceeding the violent felony conviction rates of 2019. And the same applies to property conviction rates versus 2019. So I think that it's a message of hope. This is a message of improvement. And this is a standard of applying a common metric to measure the success, the combined success of the police department and DA's office.
828, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafael, one question I had is that, you know, the criminal justice system is a three-legged stool. Where do the roles of the judges and criminal courts fall into this with conviction rates and unanimous verdicts, et cetera?
So the, you know, police have to arrest. Prosecutors obviously prosecute. Judges enforce the laws in the court, make sure everyone's playing by the rules, and they sentence. That's their, that's the three legs of the thing. So, you know, we issued a report on the judiciary and their docket management and how efficient the judges were in late spring. So this is the other side of the coin. We took a look at the judiciary. We issued that report based on our judicial report. One of the underperforming judges abruptly stepped away from the bench and abruptly retired. And the Supreme Court appointed an ad hoc to administer that docket that had been over 500 open cases since that ad hoc judge was appointed. The docket has been reduced to about 230 some odd cases. So this report we just released on police and prosecutors is meant to share with the public the combined performance of the police department and district attorney's office. It adds to the public's appreciation and knowledge of the criminal justice system and why we're experiencing some of the crime reductions we've enjoyed over the last couple of years.
Thank you, Rafael. Appreciate your time. Any final thoughts?
No. So we're going to continue to issue updates and appreciate the opportunity to come talk to you and your audience.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Rafael Goyeneche, President of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll take a break, talk to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Try to keep you safe financially this holiday season from any kind of fraud. And you can also text in. It's changed the paradigm here. I hate to use that phrase because it's cliche, but it's true. Now that I opened it up to favorite SNL cast members...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And characters... Well, suddenly the whole parameters have changed. Now I'm getting a lot of texts that I would not have gotten before because people know the characters, but they don't know the cast member's name. We'll be back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You think the flu is going around, nothing like the scams that are going around during this holiday season here to try to keep you safe, as we always do. Our guest, Alex Hammerstone, a director of advisory solutions for Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well. We've got tons of snow here in Cleveland, though, I'll tell you.
Good for you. Man, I tell you what, I'm hoping. We had a blizzard here in January. I don't know if you remember reading about it in the news or not, because certainly you didn't experience, or maybe, you know, snow somewhere else in Cleveland doesn't really get you. Snow someplace else other than Cleveland doesn't really get your attention. But either way, we had snow, and I'm predicting it's going to happen again at Christmas this year. But I'm no meteorologist. Tell me about the scams that are going around.
So scams are, you know, a year-round thing, but, you know, the holidays, they really ramp up. And really, we see this, really a lot of the similar scams throughout the year. But if you think about it, there are billions of packages that are going to be shipped, right? So you're going to see a lot of scams that are related to shipping and packages and things like that. We're all probably pretty used to getting these text messages that purport to be from a retailer that say we have a package, or from a shipper saying we have a package. And they want you to click on, you know, whatever they're sending you, and they'll ask you for more information and steal your identity that way. You know, also with a lot of the online shopping, seeing a ton of scams there too. When you're purchasing things online, they can really take a number of forms. One is, you know, you'll go to purchase an item and just never receive it, right? They'll just take your money. You know, other times you may purchase an item and receive something counterfeit. And then kind of the third one is kind of a combination where you may purchase something, give your payment information, never receive the item, and also they'll steal your credit card and charge a bunch of charges or your bank information from there. So really the scammers are out in force this holiday season.
I got a text just now that popped up from somebody purporting to be from Amazon with a tremendous opportunity for me. I guess that's a combination of the old job scam with Amazon, since people are thinking about holiday season.
Absolutely. So a lot of, you know, companies are hiring for the holidays, right? Especially anybody that ships. And a lot of people seek out gig work. And so there are a lot of scams around that too. And those can take a number of forms as well. So they may offer you some kind of job opportunity, which is really just a ploy to collect your personal information. It's also common that they'll ask you for some kind of payment, whether it's to buy the equipment that you need for this, you know, fake job. And of course, that way they might just take the money you send them, or they might use that payment information to charge a bunch of charges. So they have a very good holiday and you don't.
What should people be aware of when they get calls for?
So really, we're at the point now where I hate to say it, but really anything on the phone, just hang up, right? We're at the point now where we can pretty much ignore just about any phone call we're getting. You know, we're seeing a lot of other types of scams, you know, whether it's saying you missed jury duty or you have a warrant or you know, you have a debt. The thing is, if you have a warrant, if you have jury duty, if you have debt, you will get a letter in the mail. You know, so when people are calling, you know, most of these organizations don't call you with legitimate, you know, issues. The other thing is, I think we all wish customer service was better, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these big retailers, we'd love to be able to kind of have our problem solved easily, but, you know, we just don't. And so the fact of the matter is, they're not going to call you with a problem. You know, it's difficult enough if you have a legitimate issue to get someone
on
the phone or someone
else. That is the best thing I have heard, the most common sense thing I have heard ever. You need to start that over, Alex, and say that again, because I think that is solid gold. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. And as I said, because we've all had issues, you know, with a purchase or something like that, and it's impossible to get help, right? You get kind of lost in the
representative. Representative. Go ahead.
Well, that would be lucky to even be on the phone, right? Because usually there's no phone number and you're talking to some AI agent online.
Right.
So the point is you know, it's almost impossible to get customer service from a lot of these large organizations. They would call.
They're going to call you and say, look, I know you've been on hold for an hour and a half, but we're just wanted to tell you that there's a problem with your package. So could you call us back, please? And just by giving us your credit, y'all remember that. If you remember nothing else from today, remember that. Remember the problems you have with customer service, all due respect to everybody, and to think that somebody's going to call you with a shipping problem when you can't even get a hold of them to get your problem resolved. We'll take a break, pick it back. That's amazing to me to hear that said. It makes so much sense. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We'll pick it up when we come back. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Alex Hammerstone, our friend, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. I'm going to repeat this one more time because I think it's solid gold. If you get a text from somebody or a phone call that says there's a problem with your delivery and they need your information, remember what Alex just said. You can be on hold for 20 minutes, and I added in screaming, representative, representative. And get nowhere. So what universe is a company going to call you and say, hi, we're trying to help. Can you please give us your credit card number so we can sort this out? Come on. Really? And a lot of times, Alex, what that comes down to is if it's too good to be true, it is.
That is advice that's been true for centuries.
Tell me about ways to keep your stuff safe online if you do some shopping or you have passwords, et cetera, and those kind of things.
So a few things. One is, you know, people still reuse the same password for multiple sites. So that is something that leads to a lot of compromises and issues. So especially for anything that has financial information, use a unique password that you're only using for that site. Also use multi-factor authentication. So that's the thing where you get texted a code or have an app on your phone. So even if someone knows your username and password, they can't get into your account. The biggest piece of advice, though, that I give everyone is use a credit card. You know, it's a separate conversation around financial responsibility, but as far as the protections that are offered from scams and, you know, if it's an unauthorized charge from credit cards, are really unbelievable. And so really understand your cardholder agreement, but it's just much easier to get your money back or have a dispute if you're using a credit card versus a debit card. So that's one huge way to protect yourself. And then really be skeptical. You know, I love people. I enjoy getting to know people, but unfortunately, there are a lot of people.
That's your first mistake.
There's a lot of people out there that unfortunately are out to take your money. Mm-hmm. So just be skeptical of phone calls and especially anything unsolicited and unexpected.
Somebody texted in and wants to know about messages that are left, and it seems like it might be legitimate from their insurance company. They don't know whether they should call back or not. Will a scamming service generally leave a message or not?
They may if you have an agent, but really in those cases, the best thing to do is look at your bill or look at anything that you've received from them and call the number on that bill. It's more likely that it's a scam, but just call the number that you know is a good number on that bill. Never just reply to the text or never call back the number that's left as a message.
I know the one that I've been getting a lot lately is about they need to talk to me about my reverse mortgage. I don't have a reverse mortgage. And they've been leaving a message, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything, right?
That's how they get you, right? Because you and I don't have one, but no. If they make 1,000 calls, they'll get a few people that do who will then call them back.
Gotcha. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it as always. Man, that's gold advice. You can't get through to customer service, so what makes you think they're going to call you? We'll talk to Deuce McAllister about the Saints. We come back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.